This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The first book in the poetical section of the Bible is the book of Job. In reading the book, I was reminded of the atomic submarine Thresher, which was destroyed by pressure from without. The seawater was exerting great force, and the bulkheads could not withstand it. Job knew pressure from without and within as he struggled to break through to God, but the end result made the endurance worthwhile. I gave the book the title, Breakthrough. In his pursuit of God, he first faced the material test as his possessions were stolen and destroyed. Then he went through a tragedy test when his children were killed in a freak accident. When Job stood firm, Satan intensified his attack by putting him through a physical test. Job still didn't waver. The relentless dialogue between Job and his friends developed into what might be called a mental or psychological test. This finally led to the spiritual test in which Job desperately cried out in faith for a consciousness of God's presence. God's words shattered all barriers and brought Job to the place where God could abundantly bless him. Learn from Job that no matter what test you are facing, patience and faith will overcome it, and God will become more real to you personally. I selected Job 42, 5, and 6 as the key verses that I'd suggest you commit to memory. Here they are. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Have you come to that place in your life? Is this your testimony? If not, I trust you will join us for this study of the book of Job.